This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Well, Matt, you aren't wrong often.
I am so glad I was wrong. Would everyone please shower me with boos and hisses?
I'm really glad you were wrong.
Michelle, they can all call right now. Call you, don't call me, call you. Call Michelle, tell her how wrong I was. I am so glad. Not only did they lose.
Right.
Not only did they lose, they got waxed. I mean, 44-16. Nick Saban hasn't suffered a loss that bad. Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
November of 2002, when he was the LSU coach.
Oh, wow.
When they lost 31-0 to Bama, the last time he's lost by 28 points or more at any level. Had a couple of losses in the NFL at 21-0, 22-0 in 05 and 06. But he has not lost by 28 or more since all the way back in 2002. Alabama has taken so many teams to the woodshed. It is very nice to push them in said shed for once. Even if LSU had nothing to do with it, just to watch them be dismantled was a marvelous thing to behold. Now, a lot of people are asking if this is the beginning of the end of the Alabama dynasty. Look, they got a ton of people coming back next year. They got Tua, and they got Devontae Smith, and they got Dylan Moses, and they got all these guys, Jerry Jeudy, got all these guys coming back, and they're going to be really good again and really talented. But remember the 2011 LSU team lost to Bama in the title game. 2012, they had all those guys back. Not Tyrann Mathieu, because that came to an unceremonious end, but Mingo and Minter and Montgomery and Reed and Simon and Mo Claiborne and Spencer Ware, like all of those guys were back in 2012, but they became so fixated on avenging their defeat in the national title game that they lost sight of what was right in front of them. And I think that sort of plagued LSU. So it did sort of dismantle the program because they weren't focused on the things that had got them to the point where they were. It'd be interesting to see how Saban and that program handles this loss moving forward. Now, I would love to see them absolutely just regress and crumble and Nick Saban in shame go off to his little boat home in Georgia and never be heard from ever again. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I'll be interested to see how they move forward. But even if for one glorious night, man, was it majestic to watch Alabama lose. And we get to watch Alabama lose again tonight because
that's
they're coming
right.
to be back. So 8 o'clock tip. You can
hear it
right here on Eagle 98.1. Watch out for Alabama's length. They beat LSU in both games last year. LSU struggled with Alabama's length, but Will Wade now has recruited a team that's got enough length, I think, to be able to handle this Alabama team, especially Cavell Bigby Williams around the rim. I think he has a big night tonight. So LSU's 6-point favorite. I do think they win tonight, but a good game.